sunshine. Very warm with a high around 86. Risk of some widely scattered showers around by late around this afternoon into this evening and tonight. Over that low temperature, 69. Then tomorrow, as a front moves through the state, scattered showers possible from time to time. Otherwise, a sun and cloud mix with more clouds than sun. A warm day with a high in the middle 80s. Wednesday, not as warm, high 77. Slight chance of showers. And a nice day Thursday. Plenty of sun, high in the upper 70s. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation. They say a man was shot to death just before 10 o'clock Saturday night near the intersection of South Holt Street and West Jeff Davis Avenue. So far, police have not released the victim's name and no arrests have been made. Prattville police are searching for a shooting suspect. This happened on North Northington Street near Bent Tree Drive. Police say the victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital with life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And four Alabama counties are receiving some federal funding after Hurricane Michael. FEMA is providing money to pay for 75% of costs related to the storm. The funding is going to Dale, Geneva, Henry, and Houston counties. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Breaking news this morning out of London, the announcement from Kensington Palace. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are expecting a baby.
They announced the news to the royal family at their cousin Eugenie's wedding on Friday.
A mass to celebrate new saints, including two controversial figures. The slain Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero also canonized Pope Paul VI.
First Man was the third man when it came to the box office this weekend. Venom easily stayed on top of the chart in its second outing with $35.7 million this weekend.
A 1945 Pinot Noir was sold at Sotheby's for $558,000. It was a record price for one bottle of wine.
Chattered back. Dodgers win. And this NLCS is tied at a game apiece.
Back against the wall, makes the catch. The ball game is over. Series all even at one apiece. That's a big win for Boston. The first loss of the postseason for the Houston Astros. What a finish.
times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. That it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
82 degrees outside. Stock market is up 62 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How was your weekend, big guy?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Good. Man, that was some crazy football this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy is one word for it.
But not the word you would use?
No. I don't think I can use the word I'd like to use.
That bad, huh?
It was terrible. Terrible.
It really was. I tell you that the LSU game, that was amazing. And, Marvin, there was some good football. Tua got hurt, and see what's going to happen for him next weekend against Tennessee. But we'll see what happens, if they can carry that on or if they hit a high on the Auburn game. We'll see. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any callers eligible for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. We'll be doing that drawing on Friday. Fresh Market drawing on Wednesday. Did a Fresh Market steak. Did all love. I tell you what, I ate like a wild man on Saturday. The weather was perfect. Sat outside, TV, sat at my big glass table. Mm. It was absolutely spectacular. It only got a little warm. It actually got warmer later in the afternoon, but it was near perfect out there. They cooked up a big old steak for dinner. For the Alabama game, that was really, really good steak. Really good steak and good sides that I had with it. I went and made my first chili.
Ooh.
It was really good. Cooked the hamburgers, meat on the grill, took the bone from the porterhouse and put it down into the chili like a soup bone, and then put some steak in there with it. It was, it was really good. Really, really, really good. Well, as predicted, Trump calls the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, and he said, no, I didn't do any of that, and maybe somebody went rogue on me here. So Dr. Sorensen has said there's not very little likelihood of something like that happening, but I think they're going to come up with some fall guy that they came up here, and be interesting to see what they do with this guy. He takes one for the kingdom, as they would say. Pompeo is headed over there now as we speak. Did you get all the cuts on the 60 Minutes? Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hope that works. I put a lot of time into that.
Yes.
It would not download at all. None of them would. So Pompeo is headed over to meet with the Crown Prince and may do some other countries. They did an investigation at the consulate today. The Turkish folks did. I'm betting that there was an American CIA person within that group, just kind of knowing how things work. And we'll see what happens with this whole thing. Trump was pretty strong about it in the interview that he did yesterday with Leslie Stahl, which, by the way, was an interesting interview. Why don't we pull that up and okay. So we can kind of get going with that one. This interview even got rave ratings from Variety magazine and some other places that he did such a good job with it. So it's at 122. There you go. And you have to be careful for the commercial, so I want to make sure you get there. Okay.
There it is.
Hopefully. Okay. But Donald Trump did a good job with this. Leslie Stahl said after a post-interview discussion this morning, and I could pull that clip. It was a little boring. But she said he is very comfortable being president. He's very much in control and very right on with it. Leslie Stahl did a lot of interrupting, but Trump handled it his way. Variety magazine said he basically gave a interview pep rally to his audience out there. Okay, so this is Leslie Stahl. Let me see the questions, if I could, please. This is the first question she's going to ask is climate change.
You still think that climate change is a hoax?
Look, I think something's happening, something's changing, and it'll change back again. I don't think it's a hoax. I think there's probably a difference, but I don't know that it's man-made. I will say this. I don't want to give trillions and trillions of dollars. I don't want to lose millions and millions of jobs. I don't want to be put at a disadvantage.
I wish you could go to Greenland. Watch these huge chunks of ice just falling into the ocean, raising the sea levels.
And you don't know whether or not that would have happened with or without man. You don't know.
Well, your scientists at NOAA and NASA.
We have scientists that disagree with that.
You know, I was thinking, what if he said, no, I've seen the hurricane situations, I've changed my mind. There really is climate change. And I thought, wow, what an impact. What an impact would make.
I'm not denying climate change, but it could very well go back. You know, we're talking about over millions of years. They say that we had hurricanes that were far worse than what we just had with Michael.
Who says that? They say. You mean the people in the phone?
People say that in the...
Yeah, but what about the scientists who say it's worse than ever?
You'd have to show me the scientists because... They have a very big political agenda, Leslie.
I can't bring them in.
Scientists also have a political agenda.
Good job. I mean, if you're a climate change person, then you kind of, well, he's in denial. But that was a good answer for him. He didn't know what these questions were going to be. She seems to be kind of, you know, trying to egg him on a little bit, but that was a good answer. Now we're going to be talking about Khashoggi in the disappearance. Now listen to this. He's pretty strong on this.
Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist, the
yes.
Saudi journalist,
yes.
Was he murdered by the Saudis, and did the prince give the order to kill him?
Well, nobody knows yet, but we'll probably be able to find out. It's being investigated. It's being looked at very, very strongly. We would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and they deny it vehemently. Could it be them? Yes.
Jared, your son-in-law, got on the phone and asked the prince. Did he deny it?
They deny it every way you can imagine. In the not too distant future, I think we'll know an answer.
What are your options? Let's say they did. What are your options? Would you consider imposing sanctions as a bipartisan group of senators had proposed?
Well, it depends on what the sanction is. I'll give you an example. They are ordering military equipment. Everybody in the world wanted that order. Russia wanted it. China wanted it. We wanted it. We got it.
So would you cut that off?
I tell you what I don't want to do. Boeing, Lockheed, Raytheon, all these I don't want to hurt jobs. I don't want to lose an order like that. There are other ways of
punishing,
to use a word that's a pretty harsh word, but it's true.
Tell everybody what's at stake here. You know, this is...
Well, there's a lot at stake.
Yeah.
There's a lot at stake, and maybe especially so because this man was a reporter. There's something, you'll be surprised to hear me say that, there's something really terrible and disgusting about that if that were the case. So we're going to have to see. We're going to get to the bottom of it, and there will be severe punishment.
That was pretty strong.
It was.
So he, and it was very measured, too. This is, he's kind of, I think he's gotten to himself. I think he's kind of understood, and that you're going to get this out of part of the interview, that he thought things were going to be different when he got here as president. He didn't realize how vicious the press was going to be and such. If you can go back to the clips,
okay,
so I can see what's next in here. Okay, he's going to be asked about, he's got a lot of wins, but he's going to really get pressed on North Korea. The MR Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the city of Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90, twin foam mattresses $89, king mattresses $349, nice queen mattresses only $299. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Preble Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Preble.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, let's go to the next question he's going to be asked, and that's about, he's going to say, you've had a lot of wins here, but she kind of moves the conversation into North Korea.
You've had a string of wins lately.
Yeah.
Let's see, the economy, the trade deal right. with Canada and Mexico. Kavanaugh,
South Korea.
And South Korea, and Kavanaugh, the confirmation.
There has been no administration in the history of our country, and I say this openly and proudly, that in its first 2 years...
Say this modestly.
Well, it's not even that. It's a fact. Tax cuts, regulation cuts, the biggest regulation cuts in history.
What about North Korea? We're talking about
Well, I consider it a, so far, great achievement. Look...
When you say so far.
It's always so far until everything's done. I, you know, deals are deals, okay? Whether it's a real estate deal or a retail deal, it doesn't matter. But I will say this. The day before I came in, we were going to war with North Korea. I sat with President Obama.
We were going to
and
war?
We were going to. I think it was going to end up in war. And my impression is, and even in my first few months, I mean, that rhetoric was as tough as it could possibly get. It doesn't get any tougher than that. Nobody's... ever heard rhetoric that tough. We were going to war with North Korea. Now, you don't hear that. You don't hear any talk of it. And he doesn't want to go to war, and we don't want to go to war. And he understands denuclearization, and he's agreed to it. And you see that. He's agreed to it.
Do you trust him?
I do trust him, yeah. I trust him. That doesn't mean I can't be proven wrong.
Why would you trust him?
Well, first of all, if I didn't trust him, I wouldn't say that to you. Wouldn't I be foolish to tell you right here on 60 Minutes,
wonderful show? Well, remember what Reagan said. Trust but verify.
Sure, I know. It's very true. But the fact is, I do trust him. But we'll see what happens.
But is it true that they haven't gotten rid of a single weapon and they may actually be building more missiles?
They want to, and I will tell you that they're closing up sites.
But is what I said true, that they haven't?
Well, nobody really knows. I mean, people are saying that.
Yeah.
I've actually said that. And nobody
really
knows.
What, that they're still building missiles, more missiles?
We don't really know, Leslie. We really don't know. But... I assume,
suspect
let's
that.
Say the answer is yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's say.
In the meantime, I thought that interesting exchange with Leslie Stone talking about North Korea and saying so did it completely go out?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to reset it?
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, that's interesting how, I think it is clear, and it was my big worry too, it's what... Barack Obama, apparently now presidents will write the letters and put it in the desk for their, the predecessor will write it for the incoming president. And that was the biggest issue in North Korea.
Well, he also said that to Trump directly when they met that time in the Oval Office. So I think the that's going to be an interesting, right now the main thing is that they're not firing missiles, and that's the part that they need to happen. By not firing missiles then, or detonating nuclear bombs off, then that's an accomplishment itself. But it doesn't seem to be enough. You may have an ad that's going to pop up here.
Okay, but we're about ready. Next position for the next question.
Okay, let me see the questions.
All right.
Okay, now he's going to be talking about China and tariffs here.
Let's go.
Skipping across the world here. You've slapped a lot of tariffs on that.
$250 billion.
Going to do more?
Might. Depends.
Round three?
They want to negotiate, Leslie. They want to negotiate.
Are you ready?
Look.
Are you ready to?
I have a great chemistry also with President Xi of China. I don't know that that's necessarily going to continue. I told President Xi, we cannot continue to have China take $500 billion a year out of the United States in the form of trade and other things.
And how...
And I said, we can't do that, and we're not going to do that anymore.
How much squeezing of them are you prepared to do when American products are going to be more expensive for American consumers in the end of all this.
So far that hasn't turned out to be the case. If you think about it, so far I put 25% tariffs on steel dumping and aluminum dumping 10%.
But again, they've retaliated. That's what I'm asking.
They can retaliate, but they can't. They don't have enough ammunition to retaliate. We do $100 billion with them. They do $531 billion with us.
Are you trying to sort of push them into a depression?
No, no. Although they are down 32% in 4 months, which is 1929.
Well, that's what
I don't
I'm
want
asking.
That. No, I don't want that. I want them to negotiate a fair deal with us. I want them to open their markets like our markets are open.
But you're
and
in a trade war
deal, really.
Right now.
You call it a war. I don't call it a war.
You did today.
I called it a skirmish.
I heard you. You called it a war.
I called it a battle. But actually, I'm going to lower that. I consider it a skirmish.
So that's vintage Trump here. And Leslie Stahl is really trying to egg him on this. And Trump's doing a very good job, in my opinion. He's answering the questions. He's getting right to the point. She's trying to push him on some things, which a reporter should do. But she seems to be taking a little, kind of too much glee in it. Let's go to the next one here, talking about EU.
And we're going to win.
You have also slapped some tariffs on our allies.
Well, I mean, what's an ally? We have wonderful relationships with a lot of people, but nobody treats us much worse than the European Union. The European Union was formed in order to take advantage of us on trade, and that's what they've done.
But this is hostile.
And yet it's not hostile.
It sounds hostile.
You know what's hostile? The way they treat us. We're not hostile.
No, but can't you deal with it without...
We've been the stupid country for so many years.
Are you willing to get rid of that Western alliance?
Now, I like NATO. NATO's fine. But you know what? We shouldn't be paying almost the entire cost of NATO to protect Europe. And then on top of that, they take advantage of us on trade. They're not going to do it anymore. They understand that.
Okay, but it does seem this. Are you willing to disrupt the Western alliance? It's been going for 70 years. It's kept the peace for 70 years.
You don't
years.
Know that. You don't know that.
I don't know what.
You don't know that.
Is it true, General Mattis said to you, the reason for NATO and the reason for all these alliances is to prevent World War III?
No, it's not true.
What's
frankly,
not true?
I like General Mattis. I think I know more about it than he does. And I know more about it from the standpoint of fairness. That I can tell you.
I'm going to try one more time. Okay.
I know, Leslie, you don't have to try again. I know exactly what you're saying.
Well, answer my question.
The answer is this. I will always be there with NATO, but they have to pay their way. I'm fully in favor of NATO, but I don't want to be taken advantage of.
News Turn 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's in Florida for an aerial tour of devastation from Hurricane Michael. He said after arriving,
Rick Scott, your governor, has done an incredible job.
Fox's Evan Brown.
Thousands of National Guard troops and tens of thousands of utility workers are scurrying about the Florida Panhandle attempting to clean and secure roadways, restore power and water, and on order of Florida's Governor Rick Scott, find survivors.
At least 19 people died in the storm. The President and First Lady will also be in Georgia today. The President says the King of Saudi Arabia told him on the phone today his government did not have a Saudi journalist killed in Turkey.
The president also saying he's dispatched Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet with King Salman and possibly travel to Turkey if necessary. The president has been reluctant to cast blame on Saudi Arabia, a key U.S. ally, despite growing pressure from congressional Republicans.
That's John Decker, and this is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a warm forecast for now, but things will cool down later in the week. For today, look for a good bit of sunshine. Very warm with a high around 86. Risk of some widely scattered showers around by late around this afternoon into this evening and tonight over that low temperature, 69. Then tomorrow, as a front moves through the state, scattered showers possible from time to time. Otherwise, a sun and cloud mix with more clouds than sun. A warm day with a high in the middle 80s. Wednesday, not as warm, high 77. Slight chance of showers. And a nice day Thursday. Plenty of sun, high in the upper 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. Trump is now going to be asked and pushed on Russia elections here.
Putin.
Yeah.
Okay. People don't understand why you never have a harsh word for Vladimir Putin.
Okay, you ready?
I don't understand.
I have been, you don't know what I talked about with Putin in the meeting prior to the press conference?
I mean publicly. You never say anything harsh about him publicly.
Excuse me, I didn't? I'm the one that gave Ukraine offensive weapons and tank killers. Obama didn't. You know what he sent? He sent pillows and blankets. I'm the one, and he's the one that gave away a part of Ukraine, where Russia now has this submarine.
No, I mean him personally. Vladimir Putin.
I think I'm very tough with him personally. I had a meeting with him. The two of us.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a very tough meeting, and it was a very good meeting.
Do you agree that Vladimir Putin is involved in assassinations? In poisonings?
Probably he is, yeah, probably. I mean, I don't...
Probably?
Probably, but I rely on them. It's not in our country.
Okay, why not? They shouldn't do it. This is a terrible thing.
Of course
instead,
they shouldn't do it. Okay, that's
believe,
the only collision.
Do you believe that the Russians interfered in the 2016 campaign, election?
Well,
election.
They meddled, but I think China meddled too.
But
and
why
I think
do you
other
say
countries,
China meddled too?
And you
too?
Want to know something?
Why
honestly?
Do you say China? Why don't you
let
just
me
say
ask
the
you.
Russians meddled?
Because I think China meddled also. And I think, frankly, China
this
is
amazing.
A bigger problem.
You're diverting the whole Russian
I'm
thing.
I'm not doing
you
anything.
Are,
I'm
are.
Saying Russia, but I'm also saying China.
And he's not diverting. See, this is what, it's kind of like the press goes, you must admit that Russia interfered. And he's saying it's not just Russia, it's other places too. China. We did the story of Catherine Herridge talking about the fact that Christopher Wray testified before Congress of the cyber attacks that China was doing and that they were the aggressor. They were the ones that really were the players. And he's just taking that information from his from the folks that that know. So now he's going to keep going on with Russia, and he's going to move into this Mueller factor.
But it's the investigation of Russia's intervention in the 2016 election that hangs over his presidency and caused a rift with his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, because he recused himself from the inquiry. What about the attorney general, Jeff Sessions?
Well, we'll see what happens come midterms, but...
But look, everybody thinks
I was disappointed that he recused himself, and many people think I was right on that. I was very disappointed. Why should he have recused himself? So I was very disappointed, but we'll see what happens.
Can I assume he's gone?
No, no, you can't assume that.
Will you pledge that you will not shut down the Mueller investigation?
Well, I don't pledge anything. But I will tell you, I have no intention of doing that. I think it's a very unfair investigation because there was no collusion of any kind.
But you won't
pledge?
There
is no collusion. I don't want to pledge. Why should I pledge to you? If I pledge, I'll pledge. I don't have to pledge to you, but well, I have no intention of doing that.
To date, 32 people have been charged or pled guilty in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. President Trump's campaign chairman, top campaign aide, former national security advisor, and longtime personal attorney are all cooperating in the inquiry the president calls a witch hunt.
Do you really think I'd call Russia to help me with an election? Give me a break. They wouldn't be able to help me at all.
Did we stop at the right place? Let's continue going because I remember our debate it. Stay with this.
You've been president for almost 2 years. Is there anything that you wish you hadn't said, anything you wish you hadn't done? Do you have any regrets?
So when I won the presidency, I thought, the press treats me terribly. I thought very strongly that, you know, the one great thing will happen is the press will start treating me great. Leslie, they treat me worse. They got worse instead of better. Very dishonest.
Okay, is this what you regret?
I regret that the press treats me so badly.
I'm really asking.
And despite that, my poll numbers are very good.
Have you made any mistakes? That's my question.
Everybody makes mistakes.
And what have been yours?
I could have been earlier with terminating the NAFTA deal. The problem was I was getting to know the leaders. I was getting to know countries. I didn't want to do it right out of the box. So I waited a little while, but I could have done trade a little bit earlier.
What about the forced separation of children from their migrant children?
Yeah,
from
well, that was the same as the Obama law. You know, Obama had the same thing.
It was on the books, but he didn't enforce it. You enforced it. You launched that the zero tolerance policy to deter families with children.
No, but then everybody decided, and the courts don't want separation. And frankly, when you don't do separate, when you allow the parents to stay together, okay? When you allow that, then what happens is people are going to pour into our country.
So are you going to go back to that?
Well, we're looking at a lot of things. Really, what we want to do is change the immigration laws because they're a laughing stock all over the world.
Are you willing, though? I think you're saying it's under consideration.
No, I want all the laws changed. There have to be consequences, Leslie, for coming into our country illegally. And part of the reason I have to blame myself, the economy is so strong that everybody wants to come into the United States.
Can I just ask this simple question, yes or no?
Go ahead.
Are you willing to reinstitute that policy? You said we're looking at everything.
You can't say yes or no. What I can say is this. There are consequences from coming into a country, namely our country, illegally.
I'm not going to ask it again.
You don't have to.
Okay.
But it's the same as Obama.
Okay.
See, let me tell you, when he was talking about the press, you could feel him on that one. You could really feel him. And it was more of, go back to that if you would, please, so I can see. I think that was the one I was thinking merged into to the other one. And when he was talking about the press, he was very passionate about it. You could really feel him. That he felt that, gosh, once I got elected, they'd be nice to me, and they're worse, and they are worse. They're much worse. And they just ridiculed his presidency, particularly during the transition, how unprepared he was. So let's do this. Let's continue on here with the interview.
Changing subjects again, you are the first president of the United States who never had a political post before. Never served in the military. You come up here, you've been here for almost 2 years. What's the biggest surprise? And what have you learned since you've been president?
Okay, so I always used to say the toughest people are Manhattan real estate guys and blah, blah. Now I say they're babies.
Who's the toughest? Babies,
the political people. This is the most deceptive, vicious world. It is vicious. It's full of lies, deceit, and deception. You make a deal with somebody, and it's like making a deal with that table.
Give me an example.
Well, I don't want to give you an example. I'm not looking at it. In the meantime, nobody's been able to do what I've been able to do. Remember that. When you look at taxes, you look at regulations, you look at making deals with other countries, nobody's been able to do anything like this. Actually, most people didn't even try because they knew they didn't have the ability to do it. But it's a very deceptive world. The other thing I've really learned is I never knew how dishonest the media was. I really mean it. I'm not saying that as a soundbite. I never knew how dishonest.
I'm going to change the subject again.
Well, no, but even the way you asked me a question, like about separation.
Yeah.
When I say Obama did it, you don't want to talk about it.
No.
When I say I did it, let's make a big deal.
I'm going to run your answer, but you did it four times.
I'm just telling you that you treated me much differently on the subject.
I disagree, but I don't want to have that fight with you.
Hey, it's okay.
Or have another fight with you.
Leslie, okay. It's okay. In the meantime, right. I'm president and you're not.
That's why I stopped that there. That was great. And let me tell you something. He's really finding his way here. Leslie Shaw is a pretty tough cookie, but he is really emphasizing that part of the press, and I think that that's a very effective tool for him to do. And if you're kind of an independent person and you're watching this, I think what you're doing is you're saying to yourself, man, this guy's doing pretty good. He's holding his own in here, where most people think that he cannot do that. So now he's going to get into the disagreements that have happened in the administration, and then the Ford confirmation, the Ford testimony they did in the Kavanaugh hearing.
The cost. This country is divided, polarized. Within families, there aren't even people who can talk to each other. What does this say about where we are as a country right now? All this division and strife and anger.
I think that what's going to happen, I think the economy is bringing people together. It was very polarized under President Obama, unbelievably polarized under President Obama. I can see the country uniting. I can see it. We have people, Democrats, who behaved horribly during the Judge Kavanaugh. You know what I'm saying.
But when you
during
won
the
that-
hearings for the Supreme Court, we had senators that behaved horribly.
But when you won, you won. No one is going to argue with that.
You won.
And then after you won, instead of saying, oh, let's all come together, this is wonderful, let's heal all of this, you come out and bash the Democrats.
Well, I bashed their attitude. I bashed their statements.
But why not try to bring us together?
Because they were so unfair to Judge Kavanaugh. I've never seen anything like it.
Why not try to? We need to be healed.
I don't think they want to heal yet, I'll be honest.
Well, you don't want to heal yet.
I saw Hillary Clinton made a really nasty statement. I don't think they want to be healed. I do want to heal.
I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm talking about the country. You go out and you go to Mississippi.
The famous Mississippi speech.
I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know.
And you mimicked Professor Blasey Ford. You mimicked her.
Had I not made that speech, we would not have won. I was just saying she didn't seem to know anything.
No,
you and you're trying to destroy a life of a man who has been extraordinary.
Why did you have to make fun of her?
I didn't really make fun.
Well, they were laughing.
What I said is the person that we're talking about didn't know the year, the time, the place.
Professor Blasey Ford got before the Senate and was asked, what's the worst moment? And she said, when the two boys laughed at me, at my expense. And then I watched you mimic her, and thousands of people were laughing at her.
They can do what they... I will tell you this. The way now Justice Kavanaugh was treated has become a big factor in the midterms. Have you seen what's gone on with the polls?
But did you have to...
Well, I think she was treated with great respect. I'll be honest.
But do you think
there
you
are those that think she
with,
shouldn't have been?
Do you think you treated her with great respect?
I think so. Yeah, I did.
But you seem to be saying that she lied.
You know what? I'm not going to get into it because we won. It doesn't matter.
Well,
interesting thing is she started talking about you need to bring the country together, but she didn't sit there and talk about what the Democrats did and the kind of setup and the mistreatment of the Democrats of Ford. And this is what happens is you get hit, and what you need to do is not hit back. What you need to do is kind of, can't we all get together, get along? Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Red Top. How are you, and how was your weekend?
Oh, good. Oh, talk about beautiful, man.
Man, the weather was spectacular. I was watching all the games outside.
Oh, man, I was out. Why would you go inside if you could be outside, man? It was just too pretty. Man, I built a sleeping porch on my house. It feels good even sleeping outside. It's like camping. You feel like a million bucks when you wake up.
Yep.
Thanks for playing those clips. I didn't get a chance to see Leslie Stahl, and she was just a very poor interviewer. Can't she move on? CBS is really in a rut as far as their news and their policies of interviewing and all. I just think they have very little to offer anymore.
Well, my problem with them is of the networks, to me, they have more of an agenda than anyone. And I can tell it in their, the morning shows and the nightly news and everything. They seem to have more of a disdain for Trump than anybody.
Oh, yes, and this extends right onto the Stephen Colbert. He's been given marching orders to insult the president from day one.
Well, I think what he did is he probably did that on his own, and they applauded him more than gave him marching orders.
Yeah, good point. I did get to see, I know you'll probably talk about Bernie and Gumby later on. The interview with Bernie and Gumby was very animated and much worth laughing at. You know which one I'm talking about, don't you?
I do.
May I give a shout-out to one of the sponsors?
Please.
This morning I had the pleasure of meeting Reed Ingram.
Oh, wow.
And he looked so familiar. I know I've seen this guy 1,000 times in my life. But he was delivering pumpkins to the real estate office that I'm painting. And folks, you need to go get some pumpkins. These are the most beautiful pumpkins I've ever seen in my life. They're just perfect size and roundness. Lord have mercy. Go get them.
Yeah, there you go. Because I tell you, people are doing some decorating now. I've noticed that popping up in my neighborhood, and I'm glad you brought that up. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a great place to go get, bales of hay and pumpkins and corn stalks so you can do your decorations.
And I had to tell him, of course, like I told you, that he has the best smoked Gouda in the known universe. And then I told him how much I suffered with his punishing chocolate cake. And how much he would ask me every day how much I ate of it the night before. Yeah. He got a real kick out of that.
That's good. Reed's a great guy. Reed and Karen are both fabulous folks.
Oh, they are. And the place is so good and such quality food, I got to head my butt back down there. So, great. Thanks for introducing us to a great sponsor, another one. And such a nice guy. So, you guys have a good day. We're going to keep on rolling, Trump, and go Tide.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Brent, hang on for me. I got a short break here of Dan Moore Show on a Monday, starting your week out right.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Safety features, design sensibilities, or overall greatness. Brubaker Infinity has vehicles that stand out in each category. This month, get $5,000 off a 2018 Q60 Coupe. It's a different way of living, not just a different way of driving. The 2018 Q60 Coupe has a subtle but gorgeous shape, top shelf interior, and is quick in a straight line. And with $5,000 off, it's a comfortable fit all around. Next in line is the 2018 QX50 with a 268 horsepower turbocharged engine and well-furnished interior. It's more than just a pretty face. This crossover will fulfill your inherent potential, not to mention your budget, with $5,000 off. And if you want to challenge the limits of your next journey, experience the precisely crafted leather appointments and sophisticated comforts of the 2018 QX80. The luxury, space, and power you'd hope to find in a large SUV is $10,000 less this month at Brubaker Infinity. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Sale limited to 2018s in stock. Q60 Coupe stock number 18078 only. Discount off MSRP. Does not include tax, tag, title, and dealer fees. Sale ends 10/31/18. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2922A, this is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Fred. Fred, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. I appreciate your patience.
Hey, hey, what's going on today, buddy?
Nada, how are you?
Hanging in there, man. Well tied.
Well tied.
You know, I was listening to Leslie, and it might be my me picking it out, but she was talking about after Kavanaugh was elected or appointed. She said, you know, that was an opportunity for him to say, you know, we won and to bring us together. And it might just be not looking at her as a bias, as an unbiased person, but her saying, bring us into your, in other words, bring the Democrats, bring us, like her.
Right.
You know, her admitting her bias.
I think there's a point to it. And again, if you're a progressive liberal and you don't like something that's being done and you strike out, if somebody strikes back at you, then that's wrong. And
right. That
was completely what Dianne Feinstein and the Democrats did, and their whole technique of doing it was just wrong from top to bottom.
Oh, without question, man, because I have said this, I think Blasey Ford was as much a victim of Feinstein as she was someone. I believe something happened to her. I honestly do. But I don't think it had anything to do with Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I agree. And I think she may have done kind of name exchange there, where she took one thing that happened and replaced it with somebody else.
Right. And just, like I said, if they wanted to, and Lindsey Graham, man, what a rock star he turned into all of a sudden.
Really?
I guess he got out under McCain's thumb or something. I don't know what the deal was, but boy, did he. I loved it.
Well,
anyway.
I think you hit something there. I think that I saw a noticeable difference between Lindsey Graham pre-John McCain and post-John McCain.
Right, right. But like I said, you know, this whole thing, or like he said, this whole thing could have been handled, you know, completely differently. You know, why did her attorneys not supposedly let her know that they would have gone out there to her and it would have been, you know, not in front of cameras and all that stuff? This was a dog and pony show that blew up in their face.
It did indeed. I appreciate the telephone call, and I hope you have a great day. News Talk 93.1 FM. Let me pull back into the cuts here. So he's going to be talking about the disarray that's within the White House. This is about a 3-minute piece. Let's do this. Let's take this caller and do this. 272-9228, that's where we are.
I believe this is Valerie.
Mallory?
Valerie.
Valerie. Hey, Valerie.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Valerie. And you today?
Doing great. I just wanted to ask the question what you thought. Some of the questions that she was asking, where she was trying to pinpoint him down, do you think she was trying to get him to say things that they could later on use to perjure himself?
I don't think she was doing it to get him to perjure himself, because he's not under oath when he's doing an interview. I think it's just to try to get him to mess up.
Okay. I mean, because I could use that for something else where he'd say one thing or another. I realize, you know, it was an interview, but just to go back and say, well, wait a minute, you said this, or wait a minute, you said that.
Yeah, well, he didn't put himself in any type of jeopardy, because I think he handled it extremely well. I think that he owned the interview.
I agree. I agree that he did it very well, but I just felt like she was trying to get him to pinpoint the same things, but he just wasn't, and I thought it was great.
Yeah, and notice he didn't ask him much about things like obstruction of justice questions and things like that.
Oh, I agree. And the Mueller thing, where she was trying to point that out, and you know, she didn't go in saying the questions about, is it a witch hunt? And it is. It's a witch hunt. I'm talking about it.
Did you see the interview, or are you hearing it for the first time now?
Both.
Oh, okay. It's really, it was really funny. I did not, and I was asking people on Facebook, did you see the interview? And hardly anybody saw it. And so I was going like, okay, well, maybe I need to play the whole thing on the show for everyone tomorrow.
Right. That'd be a good idea. Because it was hit or miss. I heard some things and just...
Well, Valerie,
thank you.
I really appreciate you calling in today. I want you to have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Newstar 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. Reminder of Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Two locations on Madison Avenue, one location Bell Road, and the new location in Millbrook. Where is it? It's right behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Go in and see Mike. We call him All-American Mike. Personal friend of mine, but he's a great guy, and he will resolve your car problems, whether it's tires, battery, or that mystery problem that you've got with the car. He's gotten two taken care of for listeners here that I could not believe he figured out. Newstar 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Show.